I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Yo, welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. Reese Waters here with your boy Chris Miles. Hey man, what's up with playing Eminem when I'm on the, in the driver's seat all of a sudden? Like I'm some sort of interloper. Like I'm new in the game, trying to make a name for myself, like D Rabbit or something.
That's not even a good M joint.
No, it ain't.
That's like a
I'm some sort of outsider. That's trying like to get y'all to accept me.
That's like
me.
A black eye B Rabbit joint.
I just want to be good enough on the radio that you forget what I look like.
That's like when he had his mom's spaghetti on his shirt and was afraid to rap.
Really? Come on, Darren.
I'll do better. Do better.
We're about to take you on the Chappelle show and trade you.
Hey, the hashtag Stay Mellow is trending right now with double zeros at the end of it. I think that's appropriate. Shout out to our good friend, friend
of the
program, Carmelo Anthony.
Pass.
Yeah, go ahead, throw that up there. Anything would be better than Vermont, Virginia we got up here right now. Speaking of which, evidently Carmelo gave a pep talk to Syracuse before they played Virginia and scored a whole 34 points in a full college game. So if that's any indication of what we can look forward to today in Portland.
Over under, Melo more points than Syracuse tonight.
Over under, Melo more shots than Syracuse.
Damian Lillard
points.
Is out.
He's out, man. Hey, there is no other reason to pay the price of admission for that game other than to watch Carmelo get his. Now, speaking of getting his, this weekend, on social media, if you're on social media or on normal sports media, it was really a lot of NFL all the time. And it started on Saturday with the, quote, tryout of Colin Kaepernick, which happened down in Atlanta. Now, some of the facts are being disputed, but what we do know is that Colin Kaepernick did not agree to attend the tryout that was set up for him at the Falcons facility. He moved it an hour up the road at a high school, which was open to the media. Supposedly 8 NFL teams attended that as opposed to the evidently 25 that were set to attend the original workout. I wonder what would cause the other 17 teams that had already gone down to the Falcons facility to not go the extra hour to see the actual workout, but whatever reason, you know, I guess they hung out.
Maybe
with,
they were never there.
Maybe Dan Quinn and, you know, Dan Quinn had a cookout or something at his house. They gave him.
Maybe these were phantom scouts.
You think these might have been fans in different teams' T-shirts? You think what this might have been? Somebody
okay,
went to Fanatics
this?
Or the NFL shop and got busy?
If you were, you know, a reporter and they're like, oh, they moved the press conference from, I don't know, Springfield to Virginia to, I don't know what takes an hour in Maryland, okay? You're like, oh, snap, you're going to get in your car. You're going to go over there and do your job. You're not going to go, hey, boss, they moved this an hour away. We got 2 hours till it starts. Your boss would be like, and you're calling me for what?
Right. Well, I mean, they didn't send you down there to watch the Kaepernick workout and, you know, go hit, you know, Gladys Knight's joint for dinner.
Wait. It's in Atlanta. We know where they're
going. Oh, you know, we hit Magic City. You know what I mean? They didn't send you down there to do all that. They sent you down there to watch Kaepernick's workout. That's the only reason why you were down there. So for whatever reason, those folks decided not to show up. Now, in the aftermath of that, there's been a splintering of opinion that I've heard from a number of folks, including a splintering of opinion amongst people that would consider themselves Kaepernick supporters. you saw a lot of people on the NFL pregame shows. You saw a lot of people on ESPN denouncing Kaepernick's decision not to attend the NFL's workout because, quote, it was an opportunity. And it was an opportunity that was blown, an opportunity that was missed. Now, a lot of these people, you know, some of the Stephen A. Smiths, some of the Michael Wilbons people, James Brown, a lot of people that I really listen to and like and respect, they are in business relationships and partnerships with the league. And you do have to take that into consideration, especially if they're literally on a pregame show for an NFL property. Okay? So take that into consideration. When you're listening to what it is that they have to say on this particular issue. Where I come down on this, I've been a Kaepernick supporter up to this point, and generally speaking, have had difficulty really committing myself on a deep emotional level to supporting the NFL. I mean, I support it as somebody that talks about it and somebody that follows, you know, somebody who's in the sports media. But, you know, if we really want to break it down and chop it up and get into it, I have a really hard time with them keeping a guy on the outside who's advocating for communities of people who look like me. And ideally, he's doing what I would love to do. I would love to be able to use my platform to advocate for those communities. I try and do it every morning at 6 a.m. on a much smaller scale on Get Up DC. So I have an issue with that. Now, where I come down on this, at the end of the day, conversation being had, should he have attended it? Should he have not attended it? And given the fact that there's a complete breakdown in the relationship between Colin Kaepernick and the NFL, to the extent to where there was a collusion lawsuit that had to be settled, there was the issue of them having this workout on a Saturday and not on a Tuesday. There was the issue of them giving him 2 hours to decide whether he was going to attend the workout. There was the issue of him asking them who he's going to be working out with and them not immediately responding. There was him asking them who was going to be attending and them not immediately responding.
That's not the backbreaker. The backbreaker is the waiver.
What I'm saying is he had a lot of reasons when he woke up on Saturday to be distrustful of the league's intentions with that workout. Now you add to that the disagreements, which are the waiver and the media access. Now, let's hit the media access first. Okay, so the NFL
huge
does not want any outside media, and they also do not want Colin Kaepernick to have his own media crew to film the workout, which then means that the NFL will have control
over the narrative.
Over the narrative and any of the video, anything that we get that tells us whether or not Colin Kaepernick is ready to play will be dictated by the league, which, oh, by the way, has already de facto settled a collusion case because they were motivated to keep him out of the league. So he's supposed to trust them to have his best interests at heart at this particular point in time. And then you add all these other things that have happened in the intermediate. And then you get to the waiver. Now, you have a little bit more information on the waiver.
Well, so here's how it was explained to me. You mentioned the collusion case that is technically settled. That is settled up into the point of, you know, a year ago, whatever it was, right? So the main point of him, if he signs the waiver, then he can't sue the NFL again. And I have a friend who's an agent and explained this to me and said, look, for Kaepernick, by not signing that waiver and standing his ground on the matter, if the NFL continues the song and dance with him and doesn't give him a fair shot, then he could have another collusion case. So that's why it's interesting that it was such a big deal.
There's a world in which this entire operation was put together to get him to sign that waiver. That was worth it enough for the NFL. There's so much to get into here. We're going to continue it. We got to go to break. Feel free to call in if you guys want to allow your voices to be heard. We'll be here for quite some time. And hopefully, Darius will bring me back to a track that at least lets me feel like one of the people. Okay? I love you, man.
Don't mess it up.
I appreciate you for that. All right, Reese Waters with Chris Miles, 106.7 The Fan. All right, welcome back to 106.7 The Fan. Reese Waters here with Chris Miles. Hit me with Jump Around House of Pain. We're going to start a hashtag, Give Reese a Black Rapper, just at some point in the next hour and a half. Or maybe that could just become our thing. Maybe that could just become our thing. Maybe hit me with an Everlast next, maybe a Kid Rock.
Who are those people?
Bubba Sparks.
Oh,
Paul
Bubba
Wall.
Wait, Bubba Sparks and Paul Wall. That's I know. They.
Yellow Wolf.
Was in a little bit. Who's I don't what?
Yellow. You don't know about Yellow Wolf? Yo, your white rapper game is suspect.
I do not. Yellow Wolf is a real person.
Pitbull. You even hit me with Pitbull. Pitbull back in the day.
I'm gonna be honest. The next one I had in the queue was Lenny Kravitz. So. You got me all messed up now.
Oh, Lenny Kravitz, I could be your hero, baby.
Hey, Lenny Kravitz.
I don't think that's a Lenny Kravitz song.
Lenny Kravitz blessed us all, and I think we can all say I appreciate you, Lenny Kravitz, for all you've done for the men of America. Once again, we've been talking about why are you looking confused?
I don't know. What do you mean, like his albums?
Yeah, his music. His music. That was the best thing he produced was his music. I'll show you on the break. I know you. And your daughter on the way? Yeah, you don't need.
If it's a boy or a girl.
You don't need this kind of distraction. Oh, she didn't tell you yet?
I don't know.
She didn't tell you yet?
I don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to ruin the suspense. Tell your wife I apologize.
Yeah, but I don't know if it's a boy or a girl.
Okay. All right. Fair enough. All right. I didn't say nothing. All right, we've been talking about Colin Kaepernick. We got some calls. We got a call right there?
Yeah.
Is that JT in NYC?
He's calling all the way from New
York.
Yes, it
is. What's up,
Must be
Reed?
Listening on an
Yo, what's going on, man? Are you wearing Tim's?
Am I wearing what?
Are you wearing Tim's right now?
No, I'm not.
Wow. I don't even know if you can get NYC credit. I can say this is JT calling from the tri-state area. What's going on, man?
Yeah, your old Pitt brother from improv class.
Nice. What's going on, man?
How are you, brother?
What's new? So you had some thoughts on the Kaepernick situation?
I did, and I think you really nailed it because this waiver, first of all, Cap's been getting the runaround for 3 years from the NFL, and you know, they did that, you know, they settled that lawsuit, you know, out of court because the NFL basically colluded against the guy. But I think you're absolutely dead on when you say there is a world where this whole circus, by the way, they told Cap about this workout like early last week. It's not like this has been in the plan. So they told him, I think on Monday night or Tuesday, about the initial workout in Atlanta. And I think, and I see a lot of people sort of taking the NFL side and saying like, you know, Cap's just a circus, and this is why they don't want to deal with the guy, because he's just a circus. You know, I think you're absolutely right. This waiver is the absolutely linchpin of this whole thing, and I think your theory about this is a way, all of this circus is just a way for the NFL to have gotten him to sign that waiver that he wouldn't sue them again, I think is an excellent, excellent point. And I'm distressed about the fact that people are starting to take the NFL side against Cap and say, oh, see, he is the circus that we all thought he was going to be. This man put his career on the line for a much more important cause. And I will just always respect the hell out of this guy. And I think we just need to give him the benefit of the doubt. And I tell you, man, it's just, listening to people's opinions on this week, Reese, over in this last couple of days, it's just gotten me bummed out because I'm seeing the PR effort and people are starting to criticize Cap, and the people that always hated Cap and always hated what he did are just saying, see. So it's just really bumming me out, brother. And one other thing I just wanted to ask you guys, come up here in New York City, sending much love. We miss you, brother. But I'm just trying to figure out, and I know this is a loaded question, and you guys take it however you want, but Well, I know my Redskins have been bad for so long. I've been a diehard fan, born in 67. I can sing Hail to the Redskins. I can tell you every move that Sonny Jurgensen, Billy Kilmer, Joe Theismann made. And I'm just a kid from Northwest D.C., but what is wrong with this organization, guys? Just can you, if I was an alien coming from outer space and I came out and I said, why have the Redskins been this bad this long? Why is Dan Snyder such a bad owner, and why have they been bad so long, Reese?
Well, I think I can solve the Kaepernick situation much sooner than I could in the Redskins. the situation. Those two very complex issues, I'm going to choose Kaepernick. No, I agree with you about the waiver. We were talking about it. I mean, I don't think that the video and the media one is one to be dismissed, because it is important to be able to control the narrative. Because one of the ways in which people have been able to dismiss Kaepernick is saying that he's, quote, not good enough to play in the league, which if you've watched any football at all.
Sorry, I have to laugh at that.
I can suggest a game that I watched myself for 3 hours to prepare for this particular radio program that easily Kaepernick could have participated in. That does not hold water. But when you don't have access to the video and things can be construed in a way in which supports a particular argument, all of a sudden you can give credence to people to continue to promote that opinion, which is dismissive of Cap's whole idea of you colluding to keep him out of the league. And then you add on top of that the waiver, which, given everything that's happened up to this point with the league, why they feel like he would have been amenable to signing something like that, which was not the normal waiver that people sign when they go into an audition or a trial with the league, is very strange to me. It's almost as if they were trying to get him to, A, either not show up with all the requests that they made and throwing them at him last minute, or B, almost trying to get him to not want to participate.
To your point of, all of these people that say Cap isn't good enough, getting back to our Tyson's Corner, walking around a mall, Jason Campbell joke from earlier of not knowing who he was, of Dwayne Haskins possibly being a guy that could walk around a mall and people not know who he is. Even before the kneeling, Cap had reached a point in his football career, he's not walking around that mall without going up.
No.
Like, he's someone, he was good enough to be someone that as a football player, you knew exactly who he was. So my point, if you're going to say he's not good enough, he wasn't good enough, you're tripping.
I mean, there are players, there are quarterbacks who get chance after chance after chance after chance that have never accomplished half of what Kaepernick has accomplished.
You mean like Case Keenum?
There's plenty of them out there. If you have, in fact, taken a team to an NFC Championship game and a Super Bowl within a possession of winning
long.
A Super Bowl, they got to drag the jersey off you. So I'm not trying to hear that. All right, we gotta pay some bills because Chris Miles has not been paid since 2016. We got to rectify that. Reese Waters and Chris Miles, 106.7 The Fan. Oh,
I see what
give
you
me
did
some
there.
More. I like it.
No, I see what you did there. Little inside joke. I see.
What's the inside joke?
So one of my best friends,
yeah,
like interned for Jay-Z and then worked as a DJ for Busta Rhymes for like 8 years.
Okay.
The last week I told him a bunch of stories. So you see his laughter?
Gotcha.
His little. So he knew after playing all those corny songs. He knew how to come correct.
Right.
See, I got y'all.
Trolling with you.
Fair enough.
I appreciate you. Before I had a lot of those preloaded in there.
Right.
But now I got the vibes. I see what y'all want.
Gotcha.
We got it.
He said he got the DaBaby vibe.
Hey,
what you know about that?
You got a good Busta Rhymes story?
Huh?
You got a good Busta Rhymes story?
I don't know if I could tell on the radio. I guess I can tell us.
I mean,
radio.
I'm trying to hear Busta Rhymes stories.
Okay, so here's the best Busta Rhymes story.
Okay.
So it's sports radio, so this is sports related.
Yeah.
So Super Bowl comes to New Orleans. I'm working as a local sportscaster down there. My boy's like, yo, Bus is going to perform. I'm like, cool. He's like, yeah, you come on stage.
Wait, no, what year is this?
2013.
Okay.
Wait, what year was that, January 2012 or was it January 2013? Whenever the Ravens and 49ers were in the Super Bowl that year.
Gotcha, okay.
So.
Good segue with Colin Kaepernick.
Exactly.
Nice,
Kaepernick
nice
was kind of good in that game.
Yeah.
Kind of good. So he's like, yo, come meet Buster. I'm like, all right, cool. I come upstairs. Buster looks like he's depressed. I mean, it's like he doesn't want anybody to bother him.
This is pre-show.
It's a pre-show.
Okay.
He's like, yo, Bust, me my man Chris. You know, we went to high school together, whatever. I dap him up. What's up, money? All right, cool, cool. He didn't say anything. So I'm like, you know what? I'm a merc because I'm not going to make this an awkward situation. So I just dap him up.
Yeah.
And I go downstairs. I'm like,
You didn't freestyle? You didn't have a hot 16 and then?
Why would I do that?
Come on,
sportscaster.
You only have one opportunity to freestyle in front of Busta Rhymes after you just met him.
If this was like 1998, not 2013. So I go downstairs and I'm thinking, all right, I'm not going to push it. I could go hang out with them. I just dapped them up and moved on.
Yeah.
He comes downstairs hyped. Like, yeah, you hear in the songs that you see in the videos, looks like a caricature. Yo, what's up, money? You coming? I was like, what? Come on stage. So he gets on stage. I go up there with him. He starts rapping. I'm like behind him. It's a cool moment.
Okay.
But what had happened was Busta had some substances
that
he put into his system before coming downstairs.
Okay.
And I kind of had the angle where I saw it happen. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, now.
Oh, so this is almost like a quarterback, you know, taking a shot before the big game.
It's exactly
you
what
know, this
like.
Is like. This is like Big Ben getting
Willie
a shot.
Willie Beeman.
You know, and yeah, before he comes out for
he
the playoff
Willie
game.
He got Willie Beeman, yeah.
Understandable. You know what? You got to do what you got to do. Many a comedian has required, you know, some help.
Like Mike Epps. He just saw you and was like, I'm ready to go.
A lot. Oh, you want to bring back Mike Epps frying meat? Did I tell that story on air?
No,
or was that
man,
on air?
You did not. But
oh, okay.
It was, I get, you know what? It was such a, I'm going to always remember that story.
That's funny. So this is a story about my uncle taking me to a Mike Epps show because he wanted me to introduce me to Mike Epps and have me like open, you know, be one of the new jacks who they put on. You know, black shows love to have new jacks, quote unquote, that they love to put on. It's hard to get on like a mainstream show if you're a new comedian. But like on the black shows, they love to put a comedian up front who can just get roasted, and the comedian and the crowd loves it.
You know, it's the craziest.
It's nothing
thing?
To get on a black.
Who
show.
Did I see? I think it wasn't D.L. Hughley. It was D. Ray Davis mm-hmm. at DC Improv. He had like you know what D. Ray looks like. I mean,
yeah.
And he had this blonde hair white dude go up before him, mm-hmm. and we were looking like, all right, what's gonna happen?
Right.
What's gonna happen here? This right. is the. This is, and he played it up.
Right.
So I get what you're saying. He crushed it.
Yeah.
He's like the best opening act I've seen in years because he understood the audience,
right.
what they would laugh. I mean, wearing like tight khakis and yeah. making fun of himself.
There you go. So I had to wait for Mike Epps to open the show before my uncle would take me to the back to introduce me to Mike Epps. I'm sitting there with my little glasses and my little afro at the time, sitting there nervous, probably sweating bullets. I was probably not, you know. I'm sitting there just trying to get to the break, and all of a sudden, Mike Epps out of the corner of his eye, look what we got going over here. Is this what? I didn't realize it was Urkel night over here. What we got going on? Who let you in?
Urkel.
Out here smelling like Similac. He roasted me for a full 5 minutes, and it went from like, oh, like, I'm honored that I'm getting this to like, all right, just please move on to, I can't wait. Not only am I not meeting him at the break, like I'm leaving and going home immediately. I don't even know that I'll even want to go at my uncle now because he subjected me to this. And I almost quit comedy as well.
Good thing you didn't.
It was a good thing I didn't.
Because now we're doing shows together.
Do we still have a caller on the line?
We do.
All right. So this is a gentleman. Who is this?
This is Chris.
All right, Chris, you want to weigh in on the Kaepernick situation?
Yeah, I do. Thanks for taking my call. I don't think it's collusion by the owners. And the analogy I use is this. If I was going to throw my company's holiday party at Trump's Country Club here in the area, I wouldn't do it because the juice isn't worth the squeeze. It's like there's people that love Trump, people that hate Trump. Why would I bring that into the equation when there's other great places that I could have the party? And I think that's the same way. I don't think his owners are getting together and say, don't bring him on. If somebody wants to, they will. But I think individually, it's like, it just doesn't make sense.
Okay, fair enough. I hear you there.
Well, I mean, legally, first of all, it was collusion.
Yeah, well, yes. But then, you have players who have gone out publicly on record. I mean, if you just want to talk about politics, there's players that have gone on record supporting this candidate or that candidate. I mean, Tom Brady had the Make America Great Again hat in his locker. So there's no line that hasn't been crossed when it comes to politics and the NFL and who we're supporting and who we're not supporting. The owners have shown a willingness to tolerate just about any level of behavior, even on the opposite side of criminal behavior, from their players. But for whatever reason, kneeling for disenfranchised communities is a bridge too far. We're going to keep it on this. Keep it locked. Reese Waters with Chris Miles, 106.7 The Fan. We'll be right back.
If you 30, it didn't happen for you as a rapper, give it up, player. If you 35.
Let me try and think. Are there any rappers that made it?
It's almost irrelevant. Is that really what you want? Like, okay.
Wasn't Chamillionaire later in life?
I don't know nothing about that.
Mike Jones.
Okay, how about this?
I don't know.
When you think of, like, guys who, man, that dude, it happened for him. That's dope. Like, Rakim was a senior in high school and had to make the decision, do I finish my high school senior year or do I go out on tour with my melody? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, Nas, oh, this high school thing, I don't need it anymore. Like, 25 is kind of like, my man, you're a little old to be doing it,
so you're saying
you got a future.
You can make the decision, do I go pick up my kids from school and go home and make dinner, or do I go flow to this open mic downtown?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying.
You know what I mean? And just set this after work crowd on fire. You know what? It's never too late. Dream your dream, man. Dream your dream.
You should switch it up. Like, be a sportscaster.
You know what? You actually have made me think of, like, a wonderful business opportunity. Like, if you just want to support people who are chasing their dreams, you know what, player? Take your penny loafers. Go down to that club and you know what? Set that afterward crowd on fire. I got your kids for the night.
Man, nobody want to give you their kids. You R. Kelly.
Why I got to be like that?
They be like, yo, let me watch your kids. I don't know you.
I'm just taking them home.
Who be like, you can watch my kids?
I'm just taking them home. Hey,
that's even worse.
Hey, don't act
that
like.
That sound like when R. Kelly used to go to the junior high schools.
Wait a minute.
And the McDonald's.
Wait a minute. Don't act like these dudes out here still trying to get their rap dream off ain't like crackheads out here. They'll do just about anything.
Yo, check my new single.
Yeah.
I'm like, my man, your hair doesn't grow on top of your head no more. You need to not think about that.
You know what? Telling a friend or a family member that they cannot rap is one of the most difficult conversations to have in the black community.
Nah. You got to have friends and be like, yo, your bars are trash.
No. That, it's a very difficult conversation to have. I don't want to be. Look, I have not been the one to tell any of my friends and acquaintances that they can't. I had to leave it to.
I used to do that.
The universe.
Me and my friends, we went to the studio. My man was like, yo, let me get on the track. We're like, you trash. Get out of here with that.
I mean, it's like the equivalent.
Get out of here with that.
It's like the equivalent of finding out you didn't get into college.
You know what? Like, I can't sing. When I'm saying I can't sing, I mean, I really was like, ooh, it'd be great to be able to sing.
No.
That's what I'm saying. Was like, yo, you cannot sing.
People who know they can't do something, that's not an issue. Like, it wouldn't be hard to tell me that I can't rap. I'm talking about my friends who think he can rap, who's still out here on SoundCloud, on Instagram, trying to make it happen. The people that think that they can do it are the people that it's hard to have those conversations with. You really are throwing your friendship and your whole relationship on the craps table. It could go any way.
I can't
be
a friend with somebody that think they can rap.
It could go any way.
Can't be a friend with somebody like that.
Evidently not, because you didn't even take the opportunity to do a Hot 16 in front of Busta Rhymes. Because
I was too old for that. That's
at that time?
That's what I'm saying. At that time, I was too old for that.
So I
was a sportscaster in New Orleans. You know what I'm not doing? Rapping for Busta Rhymes. Hey, Busta, you want to hear my old CD?
Yeah.
Maybe you hear this joint.
Why not?
Oh, yeah. But you know what I'm not
you
doing?
You still got rhymes that you remember off your old CD?
Yeah, I can't say it on the sports talk radio.
Perfect opportunity. And from what you said to me, it sounds like Busta would have let you on the mic. It sounds like Buster would have let you open the whole show.
Probably.
You know what I'm saying?
Because Spliffstar was not around.
That could have been it. You could be the music we play in between segments as
you
I come in here and do the
like?
Show by myself,
you
as opposed to being sitting here
next
to
me. You know
who
you sound like? You sound like my friend that just sent me his new single. Hey, remember when we used to rhyme?
Wait a minute.
Check out my new single.
Can we get the single? Can we play the single before we come back?
If it's clean. Ain't got no cussing in it.
Can we play the single?
Where were you when we manufactured?
I mean, yeah.
Do you have it?
You got it.
No, I don't have it on. It should not be on the internet. I have a real career now.
It's got to be on the internet somewhere.
I have it in my car.
He has to have it on the internet somewhere. Is he just operating it? What, 1997 rules? Like I just sell CDs. That's it.
It's in a box in my attic.
That's it. Nothing but hey, here's my idea, right? I'm starting a music career, but none of this new stuff. There's nothing but tapes. Nothing but tapes.
Tapes on tapes on tapes.
Hey, yay. If you don't have a tape, if you can't get a tape or play a tape, you can't rock with me. But if you can, you have to rock with me. Because I'm the only tapes that's being manufactured
in 2019.
I think
we're the last generation that knows, I think our age, where you put the tape and you hit the play record. And if it took a second, you mad, you missed the first like 10 seconds of the song.
Yeah.
I think we're it. We're the cutoff for that.
But we're also the cutoff ones that were mad at the DJ just yelling over the whole song that it was an exclusive.
But see, that's the foundation of rap, though.
WPGC exclusive.
You can't be mad at that. But see, people that get mad at that, then you really should, like, that's how the music was based. Like, those were the original MCs. That's what an MC did. Yo, this is the new, that's exactly what they, that's how they became an MC.
Nah, I hit a song 8 times an hour. The one time I get in front of here to press record and play, you want to yell over it. Nah, man.
It's a watermark. DJ Clue.
The one time. And then every time you play that track, you know when the DJ comes. It become part of the song now.
I just did it. Clue.
Oh, man. From whence we came. We've come a long way. Well, some of us have. You have not. You had the opportunity to, but you chose not to. You chose not to be great.
I like my life.
If you are looking for Chris Miles music, make sure you check him out on Twitter. Are you on Instagram? Are you on SoundCloud?
What's SoundCloud?
You have a SoundCloud? All right, our producer, Darius, will make Chris Miles a SoundCloud. So
check out my YouTube page.
His music afterwards. Reese Walls and Chris Miles.
Sports commentary.
106.7 The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.